This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're on the march.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Alex Jones.
All right, I'm only going to air part of this very important 7.5 minute piece by John Bowen that's on Bandoff Video, the Pelosi's October surprise. Then we're going to come back. I'm going to plow into the latest COVID news and the whole cashless society endgame of this and how we stop it, and then all the new pushes for censorship, war, and more. But here is part of the report that is again at band.video. That is so critical. Only way it gets legs, only way it's birthed into existence and reaches other people in the info war is you. The Pelosi's October surprise is part of it.
In the wake of breaking news with little details, it was only a matter of hours before the Democrats' Mockingbird media had begun to politicize and twist the narrative of the attack regarding Paul Pelosi.
Story tonight, new warning from law enforcement of a heightened threat to the midterm elections and the safety of elected leaders.
Investigators say DePapi had planned to tie up Paul Pelosi and wait for the speaker to return home. Mr. Pelosi was taken to the hospital. Representative Pelosi's office tells us he underwent a successful surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands.
Tonight's bulletin from the FBI warns of a heightened threat fueled by a rise in domestic violence extremism driven by ideological grievances. Potential targets include candidates running for public office, elected officials, election workers, and others. The FBI warns the threat will continue even after Election Day.
Clinging to the far-right January 6th boogeyman myth in order to desperately forward a campaign of stochastic terrorism.
We have to understand that, you know, this attack was most likely done because of that rhetoric being spread. Like, that's my prediction, is that we're going to find out that this was someone with very far-right motivations and someone who follows people like Tucker Carlson, like Ben Shapiro, like Matt Walsh. That's my prediction here.
And Tucker Carlson has one of the largest platforms in this country. It spreads his white nationalist message to millions and millions of impressionable viewers every day. You know, the right wing wants you to believe that public schools are an indoctrination center for communist theory. I wish they were, but actually people are not learning such things in school.
As the clock runs out on the 2022 election, an outcome which could not only bring a response to the corporocratic neo-Marxist cancer festering in the American body politic, but also result in prosecution for a host of Democrats that had avoided scrutiny, including the President of the United States. The October surprise was imminent.
It's reported that the same chant was used by this guy they have in custody. That was used on January 6th. The chant was, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" This is despicable. There's no place in America. There's too much violence, political violence, too much hatred, too much vitriol. And what makes us think the one party can talk about stolen elections, COVID being a hoax, there's all a bunch of lies, and it not affect people who may not be so well balanced? What makes us think that it's not going to corrode the political climate?
The alleged attacker, David DePapi, a Canadian illegal immigrant, had spent his time in Berkeley, California, making hemp jewelry and contributing to Bay Area nudist activism at a residence replete with a rainbow flag and a Black Lives Matter sign. However, they dared to deny the implausible narrative of 9/11. Not exactly the far-right extremist Nazis they would have us believe DePapi was a product of. According to KTVU, DePapi had supposedly supposedly had with him a manifesto that contained anti-government COVID beliefs and a list of other politicians he planned to target. Additionally, the media had immediately derided DePape's online writings detailing COVID vaccine danger, the Great Reset, and the epidemic of pedophile.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we have real live thought police, not in a book like 1984, not the old Soviet Union, but here in America and in Europe, run by the ADL, run by the socialist parties, funded by the big corporations that want to silence their political opposition, that are saying no to the tyranny they're pushing. And so 10 years ago, Sandy Hook happened. The Internet didn't believe it because it was all political and a lot of it looked scripted. I looked at some of the evidence and said, yeah, it could be staged. It staged a lot of stuff. It was never a big issue for us. We barely covered it. Then 4 years ago, they sue us. The judges find us in default. And then once I saw what happened, it was all organized like a big machine with the media and PR groups and think tanks and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and just all of them, Beto and Biden, all attacking me. Alex Jones and what he did to the poor children's families and how he sent people to harass them, and none of it was true. So they couldn't have a real trial because that would be shown. So they found me guilty and then had a 5-week in Connecticut, 2-week in Texas show trial. And so Kyrie Irving, well-known successful basketball player, months ago, puts out a tweet that was already viral with tens of millions of views. Now it's approaching God knows what, all the different versions out there. Where I, in 2002, did a video podcast where I exposed what they would build in the future and how they would use released viruses to take control of society. And so Kyrie is asked a few days ago in a press conference, now viral, with tens of millions of views, well, why'd you do this? And then, oh, why'd you post some anti-Semitic thing that was just simply talking about a bunch of northern Africans who were Jewish? But that's on record. Ethiopia, you name it. He says, listen, I'm just putting out links that are interesting, just like you're asking me about this very same topic. Are you now bad bringing it up? And I get it. Kyrie's under a lot of attacks. And he says, you know, I don't agree with Alex Jones hurting and traumatizing people that lost kids. I didn't. They got political. They got involved with Obama. They came out against guns. People all saw it and thought something is weird here. It's like Jussie Smollett. But that's not the issue. The issue is they want the control whether you are yay Kanye West or whether you are Kyrie Irving or whether you are Tucker Carlson to demonize you. What's Tucker Carlson talking about? Oh, the federal government says by the 15th of November, we'll be completely out of diesel fuel, and over 80% of freight and systems, energy, you name it, food, electronics gear, medicine, is delivered by trucks, by 18-wheelers that are diesel. That's what he's talking about. And the ADL says he is Hitler. He is a Nazi. Oh, I don't want open borders. You're a Nazi. I don't want to be forced to take a shot. You're a Nazi. I question the election. You're a Nazi. It's ridiculous. and major national Jewish groups and the largest rabbinical organization in America have put out letters to the head of the ADL saying, stop it, you're turning everybody against us. It's not Nazi to be against diesel running out. It's not Nazi to be free speech. Stop it. But the left doesn't care. They want to list all their enemies as Nazis. And then outlaws. Censorous. So before I play the Kyrie Irving press conference clip, let's actually play the clip that he tweeted, and you decide for yourself from 20 years ago how evil this really is. Or is it really good? Is it really the truth? Here's the viral clip.
Facts and common sense are in. Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny, where human beings are absolutely worthless. There's 6.25 billion of us, and the globalists have said it many times. There's too many of us. We're causing a problem. We need to be culled at the tune of 80%. It's amazing to talk about that, but it's the globalists, the UN, their own public statements, and they've convinced a lot of liberals and elitist conservatives and others that by going along with this, that we're intelligent members of society. It's the ultimate Malthus world view. It is this radical, virulent form of social Darwinism. It's the excuse of tyrants. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
And I've got to find the full clip, because about a few months ago, somebody found like a 30 minutes of this, and I'm doing everything that's going to happen, how they're going to do force injections, how they're going to lock us down. But you get the drift. This is dangerous because it's true, and it shows it was a plan. So here is Kyrie Irving being confronted. This particular Twitter version has 6 million views. I saw one with 10 million views. This is on super viral. And they just keep attacking him and talking over him. Here's what happened.
Kyrie, while we're on the topic of promotion, why did you decide to promote something that Alex Jones said?
That was a few weeks ago. I do not stand with Alex Jones' position, narrative, court case that he had with Sandy Hook, or any of the kids that felt like they had to relive trauma, or parents that had to relive trauma, or to be dismissive to all the lives that were lost during that tragic event. My post was a post from Alex Jones that he did in the early 90s or late 90s about secret societies in America of occults, and it's true. So I wasn't identifying with anything of being a campaignist for Alex Jones or anything. I was just there to post. And it's funny, and it's actually hilarious, because out of all the things I posted that day, that was the one post that everyone chose to see. It just goes back to the way our world is and works. I'm not here to complain about it. I just exist.
And to follow up on the promotion of the movie and the book.
Can you please stop calling it a promotion? What am I promoting?
Put it out on your platform.
But I'm promoting it? Do you see me in front of it out there? The
people are going to say that you are promoting.
Yeah, I put
promoting.
It out there just like you put things out there, right?
Yeah, but I...
Okay.
It's not
you put things out there for a living, right?
Right, but my
great,
stuff
great,
is not
so let's move on.
Filled
let's
with
move on.
Anti-Semitic
let's
stuff.
Move on. Don't dehumanize me up here.
I'm not doing that.
Another
you're
human
free
being.
To post
I can
what,
post whatever I want, so say what, that and shut it down and move on to the next question.
But Kyrie, you have to understand that by...
I don't have to understand anything from you.
But it's not me.
Nothing.
By
no people that you're making
you
up, bro. Move on.
But by posting
move
what
on. Next
did,
question.
Anybody
you guys have any more questions
and they're going to say...
You guys have any more questions? This is going to be a clip. This is going to be a clip that he's going to marvel at. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
This is another answering your question. Oh my God, let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again. Next question.
Kyrie, basketball related.
Well, let's talk about what Kyrie Irving's wrong about it. And I get it. You see thousands of articles a day, hundreds of videos a day for years about Alex Jones, Sandy Hook. And people walk to me on the street and they go, man, would you stop talking about Sandy Hook? I never even hardly talked about it. They kept their gun control alive and their anti-free speech movement by picking a few things out of context with me and attaching themselves to me and then acting like I'm getting rich or covering Sandy Hook. So I'm not with Alex and his whole thing on Sandy Hook, you know, that is his big thing. It's not my big thing. It's their big thing. They manipulated you with a magician's trick. But then separately, here's the reporter bringing up the clip that he knows will get a bunch of views, but Kyrie Irving is bad for putting the clip out to begin with that was already viral. And it's what I said. Notice there's no debate about what I said in the video 20 years ago. It's not the late 90s. It's 20 years ago. So they don't want a discussion about what I said, because it's true. They want to just say, oh, Sandy Hook. Hey, you know, I think we shouldn't have open borders. Sandy Hook. They shouldn't take our guns. Sandy Hook. I don't want you to force me to take a shot. Sandy Hook. I want my First Amendment. Sandy Hook. While they lie about WMDs and kill everybody everywhere and say Madeleine Albright's great. She said, yeah, I killed 500,000 kids. I'd do it again. The left are using psychological warfare against you. They hate you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are back here on the Alex Jones Show, Sunday night. Coming up in 40 minutes, Harrison Smith for 2 hours live, Sunday live. Takes over to take your calls, cover the news, and more. So anybody that turns on mainstream corporate media hears white people are the devil. Tulsi Gabbard has left the Democratic Party because of their race baiting. It's so incredibly obvious. And the group mainly running all of this racism and racial division is the new Nazi Party in America. You never expect it. That's why it showed up that way. The Anti-Defamation League is now the closest thing to Adolf Hitler's Nazi Party we have. I'm not just saying that for effect. I mean, think about it. They use racial politics. They want censorship. They want to take the bank accounts and jobs away of anybody like Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones that disagrees with them. And they want the 45th president of America banned and put in prison. And what is the outcome of their brainwashing that Obama and the globalists have pushed? Here's a clip. Do white lives matter? This is what New Yorkers had to say. And this is white people and black people who've been brainwashed into racial identity saying, I don't care about white people. As if white people get penalized, you get ahead. But if they can sell one group to hate the other group and take their rights away, we all lose our rights. And there is the sickening, evil ADL at the very heart of this, with big tech, the Democratic Party ganging up on us, with the Republican leadership sitting there with their thumbs, you know where, doing nothing. Here's a clip.
Do white lives matter?
White lives? It's a bit of a tricky question.
No, not in the slightest.
Yes, they tried to censor the truth.
No, why not?
Black lives matter.
I really don't give about white lives.
We're gonna get really political. I don't want to go there.
All lives matter. It's just no.
All lives matter for y'all. I'm glad that brother put that out there because he started a whole bunch of conversation.
Man, you're hard to talk to.
Really? Why?
Because you're making me think that all my answers are wrong.
No right or wrong answer. It's just your opinion.
Is that minute almost up?
So the good news is the ADL's failing. Only a few of the white people and black people bought their racist garbage. All lives matter, and if we don't stand together, we fall separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. Nasty, nasty, nasty people that think all of us are stupid, but we're not stupid, and we're coming together, and we're waking up. I want to hit the latest COVID tyranny news. It's really their centerpiece of their takeover. But first, let's look at it from the angle of control. And then next segment, I'm going to get into a big article that's up on Infowars.com dealing with how the globalists plan to use drones to control us. And it's on Infowars.com. But guys and gals, I mixed up all my articles. So will you reprint me the Infowars.com QR code, Chinese drone headline. There it is. Video, Chinese drone barks orders and demands QR code scan at checkpoint. All those the QR code isn't approved are taken away to COVID facilities, which are really death camps. It's the same run by the UN all over the world, the same beta tests, the same training wheels to get you ready for this system. And it's not coming. It's here. So I'm going to be hitting that next segment. But first, let's hit the Holy Grail. Why in Canada? Why in blue cities in the U.S.? Why in Australia? Why in New Zealand? Why in the U.K.? Why in Europe? Did they roll out the exact same program of QR codes to order food or get on a train or a bus or any of this. They're training you for a digital world ID that Bill Gates and the UN are funding. And in China, they've gone through every major city in the country and done month after month of lockdowns, sometimes 6 months of lockdowns, where you can't leave your house and people jump out of buildings and commit suicide until you submit when you come back out of your cave to scan your phone with QR codes to get on a bus, a train, to go in a restaurant, to go in a grocery store, to go anywhere. And now in China, if you're walking down the street, a drone flies up and says, present your phone with your QR code. If it doesn't match, you are to get on your knees and the police come, or the drone, armed with a machine gun, kills you. Or it drops a little robot dog. I'm going to show you footage of this next segment. It drops a robot dog with a machine gun that kills you. I told you 20 years ago this was coming from white papers and documents we read on air that had been leaked and declassified. And now it's here. So when you see this, you understand what it's about. It's slave training. After you're locked up for 2, 3, 4 months, you'll be happy to come out and now scan to go to the store, scan to walk to your job, scan to go to the park. And again, if you don't submit, a drone drops a robot dog with a machine gun and it kills you. And this is all being announced. On screen is a drone in China put up by the government dropping a robot dog with a drum-fed machine gun. All right. This isn't a movie. This is reality. This is the year 2022 and the AI global takeover. And China's a laboratory. America's a laboratory. We're all the different laboratories testing this rollout. So Wuhan plunged back into lockdown almost 3 years after first COVID case, with 800,000 in quarantine amid spiking cases. But China, all total, has 200 million in lockdown right now. Now, what's really behind it? Canada launched digital ID together with the World Economic Forum. The initiative removes the need for physical passports. It can also be used to combine vaccine passports and will fit well with the CBDC social credit score. All for your safety, of course, and that is the Canadian Broadcasting Company reporting all of that. Here's another one. Rishi Sunak, the new prime minister, owns a social credit score company, partially owned by the World Economic Forum, and he's announced QR codes to buy and sell and a carbon tax officially as his first act in office. Another clip of Yuval Noah Harari, advisor to the WEF, saying, total biometric surveillance. We need not just to monitor people. We need to monitor what is happening under the skin. Corporations and governments are collecting data, where we go, who we meet. We will inject you with nanotech and control you. And all these fools are collaborators going along with this. So the lockdowns are all dog training to get you ready. And the tip of the spear of tyranny is communist China and globalist control by the King Charles III, who's an exterminist, a eugenicist, and a depopulationist. He'd make Hitler blush. In Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, they're rolling it all out. So what you see in China and what you see in Australia and Canada is their admitted plan for you, with the UN and the WEF in control of the new world ID coming out, with the ADL in charge saying, you don't have a job. You don't have a credit card. You're going to go to a forced labor camp, the ADL says, a literal gulag, a death camp. The ADL setting up death camps for you and your family, and they love it, and they'll put you in them. Think about that. My God. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
Everybody says they want people to stand up and fight tyranny. But when you fight tyranny, the New World Order comes after you. Now, I knew that. And for 28 years, I've been on air exposing these people, and together we've had a great effect. But listen, they're coming after us right now. They're trying to shut us down, but they can't beat the power of we the people, of you and I together. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible, game-changing products while at the same time keeping us on air. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get an additional 10% off on the deals that are at least 40% off. Many are 50% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus, you name it. So on top of 50% off at checkout with promo code 1776 or 1776, an additional 10% off and no pay for your points. This is by far the biggest sale of the year. Keeps us on air, plus they're great products. Check them out at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So when we look back the last 2.5 years of this total tyranny takeover, and we see all the people that believe blindly in these shots, and now even Ben Shapiro comes out and says, I was lied to. I'm angry. I took 2 shots. My wife took 3. I was lied to. It didn't protect me. It didn't just not protect you. and you didn't just attack people that refused to take the shot and say we were evil, but it erases your immune system and causes massive blood clots. But you went with the establishment. And now I notice the talking point is take Alex Jones off the air, keep him off the air, to keep Donald Trump, you know, from being able to communicate. But, oh, let's get Ben Shapiro now, they're saying, because you, Ben, are a bootlicking establishment worm, and you thought you'd be protected and you'd be left as the vestigial controller of conservatives, but they don't want anybody having any influence but them, so now they're coming after you. I could hear hours of this, but remember 2 years ago when the poison shot started, all the celebration and how they were cool and how they were winners? 97% efficacy. Then it was 80% and 70% and 60-some percent. And, oh, actually, it triples your chances of getting it and doubles your chances of dying and on and on and on. We've got some new numbers on that. But let's play a few clips of these very sad, empty souls who believe they finally attained their heart. They're, you know, like in the Wizard of Oz, or they finally attained their physical body, like Pinocchio, finally a real boy. Here they are.
I didn't post when I got vaccinated, so technically I didn't get vaccinated. So I just wanted to tell everyone, I am vaccinated. Here you go. Vaccination card. What am I? What did I get? I got Pfizer. I'm a Pfizer girl, and here's my little pin that I got. So, there we go. I'm officially vaccinated! Woo! This girl is on Pfizer! This girl is on Pfizer!
So the average leftist doesn't just love surveillance and tyranny and war and nuclear war and censorship. Now they love Big Pharma and the most corrupt pharma company in history, and that's saying a lot on record, Pfizer. And that's the sick dichotomy, as you can argue like the globalists do, well, they deserve to die. We're doing you a favor. We're getting rid of the dumb people. Yeah, but you're targeting us too, and it's wrong to do that to these people. But that's the attitude of Bill Gates. These people deserve to die. I don't agree with them. But imagine, Gates knows his target audience. He knows who he's going after. But understand, once they've done the voluntary people, they want to make it mandatory, which they're already pushing. And Bill Gates hedged his bets 2 years ago. He said, we don't know if this will work. It's experimental. But if you saw the ads of the U.S. and Australia and all over the world, it was, hey, the virus caused the lockdown, but let's beat the virus. Take the shot, you can go back to your regular life. But they were the ones that shut down the regular life. Locking people down didn't protect people from a virus. They cooked up in a lab. So here's a clip. An Australian government-funded poison shot masquerading as a vaccine commercial. Here it is.
COVID has affected each and every one of us. But now we have a shot to get our lives back to normal.
This is our shot to protect our community.
This is our shot to keep our borders open.
To explore the world again.
To welcome friends back to our shores.
Our shot to get back out there and amongst it.
Our shot to keep the crowds coming.
To fight this thing for good.
To tackle it head on.
To keep live music alive.
This is our shot to look out for each other.
To keep businesses open.
To keep people in jobs.
To keep healthy and safe.
This is our shot to say goodbye to quarantine.
And to bring Australians home.
Our shot to get everyone together for Christmas.
This is our shot to help save lives.
This is our shot.
Our shot.
Our shot.
This is our shot.
I've had my shot.
This is my shot.
This is my shot.
This is my shot. Come on, Australia. Let's get the job done. Start a conversation with your doctor about your shot.
Come on, Australia. Let's get the job done. Let's get that blood clot. Let's get sterilized. Let's get that cancer. And once we get all everybody to sign on, people start dying, people will be part of the cover-up, and now we fully corrupted them. Let's do it, Australia. They don't want you watching those clips now. They want you to move on from the last attack, Forget about it so they can hit you with the next attack. And we've got all these clips of world leaders saying, if you take the shot, you're protected 100%. Don't believe the conspiracy theorist. And now you're more likely to get sick, more likely to be hospitalized, more likely to die on purpose because the shot gives you at a much worse level what COVID does, which I told you almost 3 years ago with top experts. But they've got all these media whores they pay to go out and tell you how great it is. And most of them are getting sugar water shots or saline shots. But a lot of them aren't. They're dying. And the numbers are there. But they feel like they're part of the establishment, so they'd probably do it all over again. So there's one lesson we can take away from this crisis is that the head of the WEF should be arrested and all their different minions they put in political positions of power should be removed. Here's Klaus Schwab 2 years ago telling you, take this shot, you will be protected. Here it is.
I think one lesson which we take out of this crisis is this notion of mutual interdependence. Because even as individuals, we had to take care not to infect someone else and not to be infected. And the same we have to apply now on a global level. As long as not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
You know, I know it's in Chinese, it's in Mandarin, but let's just play back-to-back for TV and radio listeners. Drones at checkpoints where you've got it in your car, put your phone out and scan it, and if it says stop, they put you in a camp. If not, you go on. And whether you're in Australia, the U.S., whether you're in New Zealand or China, they built the FEMA camps, and this is all just beta testing that folks just disappear. If the QR code says you've got a problem at the bus station or the train station or the subway or the airport or walking down the street, just, oh, where'd Bob go? Well, this QR code said he had something. It's all fraudulent PCR test to begin with, but, oh, now your QR code says it. So play clip 16 and then play back-to-back all the other China tyranny clips, because this is important, and there are a lot of these. So play clip 16, and the way I sent them to you, then it's clip 28, 29, 30, 31, and more. Just play all the China clips. These are real clips. Attack drones dropping robots from the air with machine guns. Checkpoints, scanning the system to get on a train, all of it. This is the system. It's not coming. It's here. Here it is. You know, hit pause. Let's start over. I'm going to narrate these when we come back. But train stations, bus stations, highways, drones flying over you, hanging a banner. You scan it, and it decides whether you can go forward or not. If not, it directs you to a camp. And then where'd Ching go? You know, where'd Jones go? Where'd Ramirez go? Oh, we don't know. They just got sent and they died of COVID. Robots scanning you, ordering you where to go. This is their takeover. And I told you decades ago from their own battle plans. That's why they want us off air. They're getting ready to kill everybody.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, We are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. All right. If you're a radio listener, I kind of envy you because you don't have to watch this as viewers at InfoWars.com are. But I could play 50 hours of this. I mean, cities locked down for months, wailing at night, with robots flying around, ordering people to stay in their houses with guns trained on them. This isn't the Matrix. This isn't some Hollywood movie. This is happening, and everything being beta tested in China is what is already coming here. So let's start going back through just some of the clips today. This is the clips I saw today of combat drones with attack dogs they drop with machine guns and barking orders and at checkpoints. And if your QR code says pull over, they take you away. And where'd you go? Oh, he had COVID. He's never seen again. It's just the cover for everybody being rounded up as they pose as the savior. And then they're building these camps all over the Western world. And now the left saying arrest people that are politically incorrect. The ADL's up there smiling. I mean, bone-chilling wickedness. Now you know this isn't fear-mongering. Now you know this is real, folks. And I bet on you, and I believe in you, and we're going to beat this together. All right, let's start rolling the clips. Start over. This is at a train station. Oh, sorry. You're not allowed to travel. By the way, back that up. Notice you can get a 5 score, but they're only a 4.8. They're bad. So this isn't the Black Mirror episode. This is real. So you're at 50 feet in the air, 40 feet in the air is a drone with a big banner with a QR code. Say scan, and then if it doesn't let you through, you pull over to the side, you're taken away. Robot dogs giving you orders. Combat drone delivering a robot dog with a machine gun with a barrel of ammo, 100 rounds. And we have footage that's so bone-chilling of cities at night, big black towers, high-rises, people screaming and yelling and wailing for help. And here it is, dropping the combat robot. The delivery robot drops its carrier. This is not Terminator. This is real. Combat robot activates with its barrel of ammunition and its weapon system, preparing to terminate humans. Launch operation. And that's what 5G is all about. Well, let's roll that footage. There's hundreds of these videos of cities wailing and crying at night, people jumping out of buildings. They've got suicide nets in the buildings and robots flying around laughing at everyone. And this is where we're going. Go ahead and roll it. All right, no big deal. Yeah, can we turn the audio up, Gus? 守市政府相关防疫规定，控制灵魂对自由的渴望，不要开窗和场，死心为游戏。传播的漂亮的居民朋友们，在疫情封控期间，请严格遵守市政府相关防疫规定，控制灵魂对自由的渴望，不要开窗和场。And again, this is just one of the videos. And some of them are jumping out of the buildings. It's beyond dystopic. This isn't a Netflix dystopic movie. This is happening. This is real. Meanwhile, look at this. People are fighting back. Representative Roy and colleagues calling Republican leadership to investigate CDC's politicized COVID-19 vaccine child vote. Meanwhile, they are openly now admitting that a large percentage of babies taking the shot are getting sick and dying. The Surgeon General of Florida has come out and pointed to a major study showing that. There that is on screen. Of course, it's now admitted they've created a super COVID that kills 80% of humans at Boston University. That's been out. That's mainstream news. And then we've got this clip. We're going to play a clip here in a moment of Ben Shapiro throwing a major fit and freaking out and saying, I was lied to, because he knows his whole audience is turning against him. He's lost half his audience, reportedly, just like Trump's being destroyed by this, because he was too dumb to come out against it 2 years ago, just like Trump wouldn't come out against it. They're destroying themselves. I'm not against Ben Shapiro. I wish he'd join us. I'm not against Trump. But they continue to go along with it. So now he's like, my wife's a doctor. She took 3 shots. I took 2. It doesn't protect me. They lied. It does more than not protect you, you dumb, arrogant Eddie Munster. It hurts you. It kills you, jackass. So here's Ben Shapiro flailing. After advocating COVID-19 vaccine for over a year and a half, Ben Shapiro says he was deceived. We were all lied to. Yeah, by you that tried to bully people. Here it is.
We were lied to by the scientists. We were lied to by Pfizer. We were lied to by the government. We were lied to by the Biden administration. We were lied to. I don't like being lied to. I don't know about you. And it makes me not believe these people. Now, as I've spoken out before, I got vaxxed twice. I'm double vaxxed. My wife being a doctor and seeing vulnerable patients is triple vaxxed. But knowing now what I know then, would I have actually gotten vaxxed based on the information that my actual chances of death from COVID were exorbitantly low, and I wouldn't be preventing my parents from getting it? That was really what I was concerned about. If we were bubbled with my parents, would I have gotten it? I don't know. I really don't know. I think maybe not. Because again, my personal risk when it comes to the vaccine was extremely low when it came to COVID. I'm a young, healthy male with no pre-existing conditions.
What a fool, thinking he can join Satan and get ahead. Here's his original tweets as he attacked Elijah Schaefer. The vaccine's 95% effective is preventing you from getting the virus and also mitigates the severity of the illness. 99% of those who actually get the COVID-19 shot will survive. He was attacking Elijah Schaefer, saying your immune system has a higher success rate combating COVID than the actual vaccine. This is 2 years ago. But it's okay. He's an anointed one. He's smarter than everybody. You need to listen to him. Meanwhile, the blast from the past, people doing a water aerobics class with plastic screens in front of them, all an exercise in mental illness, all an exercise to see what you'll put up with and what ridiculous hoops you will jump through. So far this flu season is more severe than it's been in 13 years. Yes, everybody's dying from the shot. 15-year-old girl died suddenly, this is of the major news of Wales, from COVID complications a day after her vaccine. She died of a heart attack from myocarditis, but they're saying it's COVID, even though she took the shot a day before. How liberal. And no one wants to admit they got attacked. Medical examiner coroner finally claims fully vaccinated bodybuilder who suffered from cardiovascular disease died of COVID-19 infection, not the COVID vaccine, though he said, I'm taking it, see how healthy I'll be, and he died days after. This is the person calling you a conspiracy theorist in their moronic idiot bubble. These are the people that want to roll over and die. But we're not rolling over and dying. We're fighting, and the human millennia is about to come. God bless you all. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Harrison Smith takes over for 2 hours with Sunday Live Now, Infowars.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.